I'm Zachary Turner. As more commercial vehicles switch to electric batteries, the demand for EV charging stations that big trucks can use increases. Duke Energy plans to explore how solar power and battery storage can help meet that need at a new commercial-scale EV charging station west of Charlotte. Here's the report. Duke Energy's microgrid in Mount Holly includes a solar farm and a battery storage system under construction. Once it's finished, it will connect to a new electric vehicle charging station in the adjoining parking lot. Jen Feigl inserts the charger into the port of an electric semi-truck.
What they're doing right now is they're talking to each other, doing a handshake, making sure they're safe on both sides so that you can safely start passing electricity.
She's with Electrada, the company that Duke partnered with to operate this charging station. The lock is an extra safety measure since the truck is drawing 132 kilowatts of power from the grid. Duke Energy's Jay Oliver says that's like 15 homes suddenly coming online.
A lot of power that goes into these vehicles, right? And that's what we need to prepare for, is figure out how to best deal with that.
The 8 chargers at Duke Energy's Emerging Technology Center will eventually test how solar energy and battery storage can most effectively charge a fleet of commercial EVs. Daimler Truck has a big manufacturing plant next door. It's contracted with Electrada to charge its trucks here and demonstrate to customers how the technology works. The Inflation Reduction Act provides tax credits for EVs and EV charging infrastructure. Jeff Allen with Daimler says that's helped, but a lot more is needed.
Because we're not seeing, you know, as much coming from the government, quite frankly, on the side of bringing in charging infrastructure, so a lot of that has been pushed on more from the private side.
He says in order to sell more electric trucks, the company will need more places to charge them. Duke plans to make the station available to companies and municipalities trying to transition their fleets. Zachary Turner, WFAE News.